tetrahedra. So we start going through our examples. First case then, we just start with the monomer. So example of monomer silicates then are olivine. So our 4- is then made charge neutral by putting 2 magnesiums with each one of them. So when I looked at that formula, you remember I had a magnesium or I had an iron in brackets to balance the SiO4, well that's what's happening. So that particular one where the cation that's present is magnesium, that's referred to then as phosphorite. So it's an example of a specific olivine. So olivine now is a class of mineral, and in this case phosphorite is the actual mineral. We move to the chain silicates, where we're now joining together monomers into a chain. So where we have joined, in this case, a magnesium, we look at the structure here, so we've got a silicon with now 1, 2, 3 oxygens around it that are, well, these 2 oxygens here involved in binding to form the chain, and then these 2 oxygens here are not involved in binding to form the chain. So our one's carrying the charge of these 2 here, and those 2 then the charge is balanced by the magnesium. Now the magnesium means that this particular type of pyroxene is referred to as the mineral ester type. It's just electrostatic. It's just you've got those 2 minuses sitting there, so to make the charge neutral on the whole thing, then you've just got this electrostatic attraction. Now, the magnesiums are simply going to sit in the gaps in the structure. So if we've got charges then sitting here and here, we've got charges sitting here and here, then you're going to find magnesium sitting in the appropriate spot to ensure that around that zone, we've gone back to charge neutral. Okay, so that's just a 3-dimensional little picture indicating that that's forming a nice chain type structure.